It's not just time to get away. It's time to travel with Anita. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel with Anita, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel with Anita and Friends. It's the season of love and Valentine's Day, and the perfect love story makes celebration of love a reason to celebrate. And today I have just that story. Ken and Akiko Freeman, owners of the Freeman Vineyard and Winery in the Russian River Valley and Sonoma Coast, makes for a great Valentine's story. Because for Valentine's and the celebration of love, they are the perfect couple. They met over 30 years ago when the winds of Hurricane Gloria changed the course of their lives. Ken, on his way to Florida, helping a friend relocate their boat, had a change in plans as the hurricane moved into the area. A friend was having a party, and what do you do when a hurricane is on the way? Well, a party, and a cake party. And Akiko, recently having moved to the United States to study, was excited to start her new adventure in America, and she was headed out with her roommate to a party, a cake party. Little did they both know that this would be the day that would bring love into their lives. Not only a love for each other, but also the love of wine will become a big part of their lives, in a very big way, as a matter of fact. Their love for wine and each other is what makes their vineyards and winery the coolest way to share their wines with the world. Their desire to craft elegant, cool climate California Pinot Noir and Chardonnay wines in a sophisticated way makes their winery very special. It's the love and the combination of 20 years of a dream that the two of them share, but all which started with this love story that you're going to hear about first. So I had a chance to sit down with the two of them to hear their story and how wine became the center of their world and the center of their love story. So here's my conversation with Ken and Akiko. So Ken and Akiko, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to hear your story because I've heard a little bit about it, but I've always thought, can't we like bring wine and love together, all things together, really? I mean, it's Valentine's, so this is the perfect time to tell a great love story. And there's nothing like a great love story, and especially one which starts where you're brought together by the winds of Hurricane Gloria. So that certainly caught my attention. So let's start with how you all met.
Well, Anita, thank you so much for having Akiko and I and on your show and allowing us to share our story with your listeners. As you mentioned, it's been, 35 years we've been together.
And, right, 36 almost.
And we're still talking and laughing every day. So it's been a great run. But it does start with the winds. That my summer job, I used to work in Martha's Vineyard and my summer job in college. And I used to help take care of Lillian Hellman, the playwright originally from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I used to get the milk and make cocktails at her parties and mow the lawn and do all sorts of things. And at the end of the summer, when I had graduated college, one of her friends said, I'm sailing my boat down to my home in Florida. Do you want to be on the crew? And I've got wanderlust. I love exploring. I'm like, absolutely. So we jumped on the boat and started sailing south and past Nantucket and Block Island and went into Long Island Sound. And we got a hurricane warning and can't sail in a hurricane. And we tied the boat up in Largemont, New York, and I grew up in Westchester County. And many of your listeners know, what do you do during a hurricane? You go out and have a drink or two.
Uh-huh.
So my childhood best friend was having a keg party in his basement. And I had went over to the party, and I looked across, and I saw this beautiful Japanese woman across the room.
I was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan, and went to all-girls Catholic school from kindergarten to high school. And when I became a college student, school told me there's a sister college in Westchester, New York, and I should go learn English for a year. The school's name was Manhattanville College, and I thought I was going to Manhattan, New York. So I was excited and packed my bag and went there. And when a cab dropped me off, I realized there is no high rise around me. And I saw deer running through campus. And I go, this is not the New York I thought I was going to. But school started and I was living in a dormitory. And 3 weeks after I got to the school, a huge hurricane came all the way up north and actually hit New York. And school lost power, class canceled. And I was just hanging out with a bunch of girls in the dormitory. It was dark. And one of them invited me to go to a cake party that her boyfriend was throwing. And I had no idea what was cake party was. We don't do that in Tokyo. And sounded fancy to me. So I put on a cocktail dress and updo and high heels and all dolled up and showed up at somebody's basement where everybody was drinking beer and, you know, flannel shirts and jeans. Totally stood out, but caught Ken's eyes, and that's how we met.
Oh, I love that, Sherry. Now, Ken, your friend who was hosting this party must have a wine with his namesake on it.
Well, he should. He's actually, Roger is now the superintendent of schools for the Lake Placid School District up in upstate New York. But we should actually, you know, put his name on a label.
I know. You got to get this love thing going in all directions now.
Right. Yes.
So you see this beautiful woman across the room there. So how did you approach her? I mean, how did you actually meet?
Well, I'm not shy, and I've always been fascinated with Asia. And, you know, I grew up, there weren't a lot of beautiful Asian women. And so I was immediately captivated, and I went up and just introduced myself.
I love that. I love it. Now, I read that one of your vineyards is also named Gloria. Now, is that a namesake for the hurricane? Any connection there?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we were able to buy the apple orchard next door. We bought 15 acres and we named the vineyard after the hurricane that put us together, but also the woman selling the apple orchard, her name was Gloria. So it was really destiny, happenstance.
I know this Gloria name now. Yeah, it definitely has something special there for you guys. There's a thread of it running through.
Anita, we should have picked that as one of our five favorite songs.
That's true. Well, we can always make it that way. But now also when visitors come to your winery, they can also see the celebration of your love with the keystone engraved with the date September 28th, 1985. So that's the date that you met.
Yes, that's the day.
We're dating ourselves, but it's there for posterity sense. So yeah, it's a great reminder.
Well, I love how you all intertwine everything, your history and everything, with your winery. So let's stop here and take a break. But when we come back, we're not done with the whole love thing. I want to hear more about your love story. So we'll be back in just a moment. We have to stop here for a break, but I have more of this love story to share. It's the ultimate Valentine's story, and what perfect way to bring us into Valentine's Day than with a great story to celebrate love. Enjoy the music as we go out on this segment, because all of the music that you'll hear on the show are the favorite songs of Akiko and Ken. It's all their favorite songs. So make sure and enjoy them and make a list too, because these may be the perfect songs as well for you to add to your list of great love songs. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, rated as one of the most romantic places in Georgia to go for a getaway with your special loved one. Yeah, it's not too far down the road. Now we'll be back in a moment, and I'll continue my conversation here on Travel with Anita and Friends. Sit tight, back in a moment. He's getting me.